when she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic bi moment of the
chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
Black Bi Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and or listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi baddies, those who love us. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver, an entertainment reporter currently writing over at Pop Heist. My previous work is at Collider, but we are back for this series. We are talking The Traitor Season 3 US, and once again, I am joined by my co-host, Quita Tinsley. Hi, Quita.
Hey there.
Hey there. And I'm so excited that we have a new guest today. We just finished talking about Survivor 47. This man gave me a bit of a heart attack because he ended up tussling with my girl Asia for a quick second and won. It is Survivor 47's TK.
What's going on, everybody? How you doing?
Hey, TK, how has it been since, you know, your whole season just finished? You had a holiday season after that. What's going on?
Yeah, honestly, it feels like this thing happened like 50 years ago at this point. You know what I mean? It's so many things that's going on in between it. But it's been amazing. I mean, our cast is very close, so we all, you know, stay in communication with each other. And it's been just fun because I feel like I just got an extension of some more family members now. And, you know, we're always just locked in. So it's cool. Cool experience for sure.
That's really cool. I didn't get to interview you. So the one question I want to throw at you before we get into episode 4 is, what would you say was like the most surprising thing that you saw watching as a fan about your season?
Ooh, I think honestly, just looking at it, it's so much you don't understand that they don't show in the show. You know what I mean? That's like a huge thing for us because there's so many things we talk about behind the scenes, like, oh my God, when this comes out, it's going to be crazy. Or when people see this conversation or whatever the case may be. And it's just so many things that we feel like are integral to what's going on that aren't really showed. So when you watch the season back, it's just like, dang, it's kind of hard for somebody who's watching it without any of this info to understand, like, why did that person make this decision? Or why is this person trusting them over them? Or so it's just a weird way to watch it. But it's also funny because when I was a fan, I would talk so much crap about every single person on the show. And I'm like, why would you? That's the dumbest thing in the world. Why would you do this? Or why would you say that? But now you realize, like, well, you don't know what happened in the background to have this person react this way or this happened. So I say it's just different as a contestant as opposed to just watching it and having the opinion. So it is a little bit weird, but man, it's just a lot that just you thought would be a whole different thing that's just not that.
Understandable. Sounds like I'm gonna have to have you back just to talk a little bit more. But
yeah, you know,
now we're here to talk about The Traitors, which is a completely edited show, and we can also talk about how dumb these people are.
For sure. I've never really watched it, so I'll be honest. This was my first episode watching it, and I would be honest with you, Nicole. I don't know if you did this intentionally or not, but this is the craziest way for me to intro into this show because Tony is my favorite Survivor player of all time. Tony is my favorite Survivor player of all time. Jeremy's my second favorite player of all time. Mm-hmm. And I turn on this show and they're doing the recap of episode 3. I see Tony. I'm all excited. I'm like, oh, I didn't know my guy Tony was on here, and he's getting voted off from the recap of 3. So I'm like, that's terrible. And then in the first 10 minutes of 4, my guy Jeremy gets voted out, and I'm like, I don't know if this was set up. I don't know if they're trying to break my heart before I get on here, but that was just hard for me to deal with, you know, trying to intro into a show, but it was, you know, it is what it is.
Look, since you mentioned Tony, we do say goodbye to him a little bit more, I think, at the beginning of the episode. Here's a message Tony put out on social. Actually, I can't really read that, but basically, he let it be known, because once again, this show is edited, right?
Yeah.
He is making it known that he credits his demise to the Bambies, not Rob. He's like, Rob in this edit is trying to take credit for my downfall, but it was the Bambies. And I believe him, because if we remember, They were in that van last episode after a mission. And Tony's like, oh, don't you think it's a little suspicious that, you know, Bob Harper was trying to throw dirt on my name? Gabby shut him down with a quickness. No, actually, no, I don't. And you're going home tonight. So.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, honestly, I'm also super surprised that I had the anticipation that these Survivor players were going to stick together. You know what I mean? I felt like from watching the episode, just a little bit of a prequel that I was seeing, it seemed like they had those conversations initially, like, hey guys, we are going to rock together. We're going to stay loyal. We're going to, you know what I mean? We know what we've been through, da, 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 da. But I tell you, it's just like Survivor. You can have a plan before you start, but once you get in the fire, things change real fast and you start thinking about yourself and it's like, all right, I got to do what I got to do. So Rob is a star, man. I don't know how people keep letting him win stuff and do stuff. I mean, I'll just say, it's weird to me that if I was on that show and I see Rob on there, there's no way I'm thinking he's anything but a traitor, because why else would he be on this show? You know what I mean? Like,
but you know what? We're gonna get to Mr. Rob, because I think they are. I think the Survivor players are starting to get taken out.
Mm-hmm.
Rob was trying to work on Rob. He did it in the messiest way. Like, and I'm telling you, before this season even started, I was like, Bob is going to be dangerous. Bob is actually very strategic. We just learned that Bob doesn't know how to balance out that strategy with his mouth.
Right. He always has to say something.
Always.
Just like Bob, please.
That honestly reminds me of myself. I can attest to that. So,
you know what? Yeah. Your edit on Survivor was giving a little Bob.
I get it. I totally get it. You know what I mean? You battle with this, you know, this part of you that wants to just be yourself. And like, I'm going to say what I'm going to say. I don't care what anybody thinks. But then you're thinking in your mind, I probably shouldn't say it, but that battle, sometimes the evil one on this shoulder wins. So.
Yeah, especially when a lot of the other people are quiet and they're not going to say it. Yes. So that's where you can really mess up.
Oh,
but, you know, so these traitors had to run around into a bookshelf. This is so funny, TK, since you didn't watch the previous, you probably don't even know what they were talking about. But the traitors, in order to get these coffins set up and their three nominees, they had to convene to talk about who they were going to put in the coffins. Mm. So they're scrambling. Everyone else is in the mansion doing their thing. And they finally get into the bookcase room. And Gabby was outside the bookcase room being like, do I hear people, but I don't see people? Yeah. Bob's ass was a bit too loud. And she didn't hear Bob, though. She said she heard Danielle. Very interesting. So now Dylan's like, he's the head detective. He's like, we're going to go in this room. How this played out was so good, because Danielle could have just walked away. Instead, she walked back in the room with Dylan. So at breakfast the next day, she could be like, when they're asking, so who was in that room? Dylan says, I was in that room. And then Danielle, like, I was in that room with Dylan. Danielle Reyes!
I'm like, did she know how diabolical she was being in the moment, though? I don't know if she did.
Look, I know Danielle
A win is a win, but at first when she went in that room, I was just like, why are we returning to the scene of the crime? Why are we back here? But long term, it actually worked out for her. I don't know if she's being that strategic in the moment.
Quita, I know that you don't know Danielle Reyes and you don't know Big Brother like that, but I'm telling you, Danielle Reyes is that girl, okay?
Is that diabolical?
Yes. She was painted as a villain. Like, she was a runner-up on Big Brother 2, and she did that game. Everyone in the jury knew she did that game, but they hated her. And it was, like, also just her diary rooms. She would be very sweet in person, but it was the diary rooms that then they can see that they were like, she's nasty, I'm not going to give it to her. So she gets runner up. Danielle is smart. She might be a bit much, and it works for some people. It doesn't work for other people. Yeah. But absolutely, I think she was like, I'm going to follow Dylan. We're going to see. We're going to pretend we're detectives right. together.
Mm-hmm. And keep an eye on him to make sure he doesn't actually get the coffin. Yeah.
It was getting too close. As my partner Jordan says, you too right and you too loud.
Which is why I'm like, why haven't we gotten him out already? Why has he not been murdered?
I don't know. I mean, maybe the block is too hot. He's too loud. Maybe they're waiting a little bit, and then they'll kill him after he's not having their names in their vows.
That's true.
Well, he's aligning with Rob now, too, so he's already done. So
he is.
Rob! He was just, I need my cult. He went in there, and he saw Bob had all the girls. All the Bambis weren't going to turn against him. He had Daniel Reyes. He was like, this is not going to work for me. So he has to go. And guess what? Dylan was like, oh my God, Rob. You're the best thing in the world, Rob. I'm so glad you see me, Rob.
Were you guys surprised at all? I do, since you're touching on it, because this kind of threw me off. So when Gabby called out Danielle for hearing her voice in the room, and Danielle gave a response like, oh, we were all looking in the room because we thought it was a new room. Everybody wanted to see it. She kind of took it and ran with it. She was like, oh, okay, well, that just debunks my theory. I guess I'm done. Like, were you surprised that she just believed her that quick and didn't really ask a lot of follow-up?
This is where I think editing's happening. Because the thing about the traitors, and we've seen in previous seasons through interviews, is that people sometimes know a traitor. And the strategy is you do want to know where the traitors are, and you want to keep at least one of them in the game at the end. Make them like you, warm up, because if they don't like you, they get to murder you. And like, yeah, you just need to like spot the traitor and the buddy up. Like Jeremy in that coffin. I can't believe this man. He said, if you are a traitor, I'll work with you, Jeremy. That's true, you're supposed to do that, but also that was a wild way to do that.
Right. Because I'm like, now the faithful could also just banish you because you're a liability, Jamie. Mm-hmm. What are we doing?
I forget who in the audience, but someone in the crowd was like, they get such a moral standing, the faithfuls in this game. Like, you can work from traitors, the murderers. So they do end up picking Sierra from Summer House, Jeremy from Survivor, and Nikki Bella from wrestling and her reality shows. What do we feel about these nominations?
Queen, do you have anything?
Well, I was going to say, at first I was a little shocked. I mean, aside from Jeremy. Jeremy, that was not shocking because we knew that he had Danielle's name in his mouth, so obviously he was going in a coffin. But I was at first a little shocked about Sierra, because I was just like, first of all, I've low-key forgotten about Sierra so many times.
Right?
But once I realized that other folks were like, well, the traitors have been in a coffin, I was like, oh, wow, that was actually a great pick, because these two people, Sierra and Nikki, have been very quiet. And so it's easy, you know, to like turn the rest of the faithfuls against them.
Is that the reason Sierra's targeted? Because she's quiet? Because I didn't understand why everybody wanted to kind of attack her. I didn't see what she did prior, so I didn't understand where all of that was coming from.
Literally, so. TK, this woman hasn't said a word. She was in one challenge working with Wes at the end, right? Mm-hmm. The balloon challenge, Quita.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That was the only time. And she was literally standing there for Wes to just spout how good of a player he is. Like, so yeah, it's like, this is what I think of the meta of the game that's really happening here, is that these men are so intimidated by how much these women are sticking together. So Sierra, I'm pretty sure she's probably cool with the Bambis. The guys know that they are not infiltrating the Bambis. First of all, they're being led by a goddamn lesbian. And that lesbian is Gabby. She has no time. She don't care how long you've been playing Survivor. She shut down two-time winner Tony Vlachos. She said, I don't care what you have to say.
Period.
Okay? And I don't think they're trying to go for Gabby's head yet, but they can weaken it with Nikki or with Sierra.
Yeah.
I think they're just trying to stop with the numbers.
Yeah, the Bambis have the girls and the gays on lock.
Yep, and they were going to protect Bob, too.
Yeah. The girls gave him the gays.
Yeah, so I think they're gaslighting Nikki, but that's what you got to do with this game is gaslight.
Oh my gosh, I'm surprised. I mean, these I don't watch many other reality TV shows other than Survivor, so I don't really know how many other parallels there are with like the Big Brother and the other ones. But watching this, I can see very quickly, like, okay, a lot of this is very similar. Like how you're having these conversations, you need the numbers, you need to stick together with certain people, and then typically when you run out or somebody's just not advantageous for you to have around anymore, it's a good time to. I don't know, man, if all the women are sticking together and they're all doing what they're doing, that's a dangerous thing to have in the game. So I see they took the ringleader out with Bob, and that seems like that may throw a wrench in everybody's plan. So.
Yeah, we'll see, though. We'll see. Now, going from that, I didn't know we were quickly doing a murder. So Jeremy is gone. I am sad. I am sad about Jeremy. He cried about his family, too.
Yeah,
I didn't even get to see him play, so I'm definitely sad. I mean, first 10 minutes, I'm like, this is how they normally do it. They just take the first 10 minutes of the show.
I should have asked you earlier. Hey,
oh, my
so
God. I was so hurt. I'm like, this is terrible.
It is. It truly is. Yeah. And, of course, we find that out with breakfast. But as people are trickling in, we had Robin come into the room first, and there's she says that she thinks Nikki and Jeremy are traitors. Robin has been wrong. There's always got to be someone on this show who's just wrong.
Every single time.
Now, Gabby and Chriselle obviously defend their girl, Nikki. Dolores is also there. So Gabby recounts, heard some voices. Danielle came out of the secret room. Robin and Dolores say, but it's not Danielle. And this is where I'm like, the housewives are on a different level with this game. Like, they were killing them in the first three episodes, but why would you? That's the mistake. You keep the housewives that are just, they'll hear concrete facts, blow right past them.
Right. Totally, like, about who they like. I'm like, yes. they like Danielle.
Yeah, she's their girl. Like
that's their girl. So they're like, no, it's obviously not Danielle. And it's like, well, why was Danielle coming out of a secret room?
Why? Anyways, Tom, he gets there. He says he definitely thinks at least there's one traitor that's in the coffin. And maybe when Tom says that, everyone else should be like, then there's not.
I'm just like, Tom Sandoval, shut up.
Like, I would go the opposite of everything Tom thinks. I'm sorry. His, like, credit is in the tank.
And he's always wrong. And I'm like, Robin's also always wrong. But a lot of times Robin's like, I don't know. Like, I'm just saying stuff, you know? And Tom is always like, yeah, I know for sure it's this person. And it's like, you're actually wrong. And you're, like, really confidently wrong, and that's pissing me off, Sandoval. Shut up.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So Danielle later comes in.
The first three episodes were all faithfuls who were voted out, right? Like, they hadn't got a traitor right until this episode. Yes. Okay. And was it Tom leading those? Was Tom leading the
Tom
logic behind
ain't leading nothing.
Logic behind those votes.
No.
Tom is not leading anything, all right? He's there with personal vendettas.
Right.
He was mad at Chriselle for being friends with his ex. That's all he said.
Wow.
Right. Okay. He cheated on.
The Bravo celebrities are on another level. Now, after breakfast, I think that Jeremy was the right choice, but I wrote down that I'm sad about it. But Carolyn wants to go on about the family. I'm just so sad. Carolyn, Jeremy would not be murdered if you did not tell the other traitors that he was suspecting a traitor.
Yeah. Literally.
I get that she was like, there's an inner conflict of I need to be with my survivor legends and I need to be with my traitors, but you chose one. And I do kind of want to hear why she chose the other traitors, but we don't hear that. We just hear, we just see Carolyn be like, ooh.
Yeah. If you watch her on Survivor, you know she's very sporadic. She
oh,
can kind of be
in
the place. So, not, that's on brand.
I loved her season. Loved it. But she, yeah, yeah. She's actually been a pretty even kill traitor.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's surprising. Yeah. That's surprising to hear.
They're just, you know, so it's like, everybody's trying to control the decision. Carolyn's just like, oh my God.
You know what Carolyn's giving? Carolyn's giving middle child.
The older sibling, younger sibling, duking it out, and the middle child just like,
ugh. Can we please keep the peace? All right, so Nikki tells everyone that she heard the traitors. Oh, meaning in the coffin. This was interesting.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Here's my thing. When people get evidence, they want to spout it in like where literally the whole cast is. We're sitting here at breakfast. Why don't you go back to the Bambies and tell this stuff? Mm-hmm. I heard the footsteps. It's some white one. There's a woman. You too loud.
Right.
Danielle's like, oh, what did you hear? And then Nikki's like, oh, it's Danielle. Then why did you say this in front of Danielle?
Literally standing right next to her. Like, if you thought it was her, you're literally saying your theory. Like, do you want to be murdered?
Danielle's like, oh, so tell me exactly what you heard before I decide who I'm murdering next.
Literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then they definitely said there weren't heavy foot, so it wasn't Bob.
Just like the way Bob has this game on lock.
Like, they are delusional over Bob. I would be the same way.
Instantly. Like, because I'm like, why did you feel the need to say that? Because he didn't even say that. It was like, well, no, it wasn't Bob. So it's like, Bob was definitely there.
Absolutely. But he was tiptoeing, you know, tiptoeing around those caskets. Post-breakfast, we're talking. Now, Tom tells Bob, Sam, Carolyn, and Robin that he thinks Sierra was recruited to be a traitor. Tom forgets, we don't recruit traitors until you catch a traitor. What are you talking about?
Again, loud and wrong.
What? Sam Asghari, who used to be Britney Spears' husband, hasn't said shit this whole entire time because he can't say shit because of an NDA. But when Tom was struggling to get out of a sentence, he's like, I just think he needs some water.
He do.
Not really Sam do. Dragging you. Not Sam.
Sam has said all of three words these entire episodes, and he just came out the gate with a read to Tom Sandoval, and honestly, I'm living for it. Like
living. Meanwhile, Wes, Dirty Wes from the challenge, he is talking to Danielle in Mountbatten. I don't remember that guy's first name, so Mountbatten. That he thinks
Ivor.
Nikki, huh?
Ivor.
Oh, Ivor. Okay. Okay. Did you know that he's connected to Anderson Cooper?
No.
Yeah.
The Vanderbilts?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because they used to be royal, and then someone in the Vanderbilts is like, you don't get the inheritance. You all have to work. And that's why Anderson Cooper is also not going to get an inheritance. He's also working. But right. Yeah, he gay wow. is, that's the gay man Bounton. Who's also connected to gay Hess Anderson Cooper.
Wow. Love it. Love the gay lore. The gay royal lore. Love it.
Anyways, had to take that detour. Now, yes, Wes tells Danielle Mountbatten that he thinks that Nikki was acting and giving details to throw them off. I said that Wes just wants to weaken the Bambies. Like, I see through him. Yeah. I see through that man.
Right. Because I'm like, the thing about the people from the challenge, Big Brother and Survivor, they're cutthroat. They're always thinking about themselves at the end of the day, you know? So I'm like, the other folks always, I'm like, anytime you're talking to them, you have to take that through, listen to it through that lens of like, okay, are they actually, is this for the faithfuls or is this for them?
Mm-hmm.
It is,
because who does Wes have? Like, let's look at this cast and be for real. it's a very interesting cast this year because, yes, there's a lot of gamers, but there's a lot of people who do not care about them being gamers.
Right.
So Wes is here. I don't think he doesn't have any fellow challengers. I don't know why he would know any of these people before. I think Wes is very much odd man out, but he's more likely going to team up with the other men. Like, he would absolutely manipulate Dylan just right there with Rob.
Yeah.
I don't know how Wes feels about Rob, but he probably knows he needs to keep a low profile for a bit before, like they keep saying, if you're going to take a shot, it better hit.
Yeah.
So Wes is probably not going to say Rob's name for a minute.
Right. But he's planting seeds.
Planting seeds, for sure.
For sure.
And then the Bambies. The Bambies, Derek, and Boston Rob are outside talking. Rob asks them about the theory that a traitor was in the coffin. They basically poo-poo it. So Rob probably also sees he can't control the Bambies, and he's going to go after them.
Right.
Yeah.
Bambies are all, surrounded from all sides. But that's okay. That's okay. After this, Dolores already told Dylan that she was also suspicious of Bob, and I can't believe that paid off. I was like, why are we watching this?
Not Dylan and Dolores. And I thought back and it was like, y'all got rid of Dorinda, but you should have looked to the left, you know?
I think Dolores would be better.
You really think, do you think she would have came after Bob?
Probably.
Oh my gosh.
All right, let's get to our mission. Not going to say too much, but okay. I'm going to say something about myself. I have a fish tank. And all year, me and Jordan have been just collecting moss for my fish tank. And you, my gay ass, when I saw him wearing moss. This is inspired, Alan. Do you think this trend will take off?
Absolutely not. We'd love to see it.
I didn't know how to feel about that when I saw it. I said, is this a thing now that I'm missing? I don't know.
We're taking risks.
Yeah, I just love Alan's fashion.
Then a little dog. Did the dog have some moss on him too? I don't know. I was like, okay.
I didn't see Eddie, but I was so happy to see that dog. Now, these people, they have to transport statue pieces to the top of the hill. Each completed statue adds money to the prize pot. This season, I'm not even mentioning what the money is. It really don't matter. But there are 18 heads and 10 bodies. So if you get your name on one of those statues, you'll be shielded from the murder. Bob, the little cult leader that he is, was like, stop, I have to first brainwash you. And this time everyone was like, nope, I'm not giving you the chance. We are running, we are taking these heads, and we're trying to be the first. And he's like, no, we have to talk about who needs shields. Bob, this is when you need to realize other people are self-interested.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I love that he really tried, and he was still scolding them like a teacher later.
That challenge was interesting to watch because I was trying to figure out, like, when they created this challenge, what was the intention? Was the intention that they were supposed to, you know, debrief, talk about it before they do it and say whose head's supposed to go up? Were they supposed to fight for the heads and throw them up there? Like, I was curious to see, like, what was the goal behind it? Because I thought it made a lot of sense, even though maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just, you know, started drinking the Bob water too. But I was like, yeah, that actually makes sense. Like, why wouldn't you figure out, like,
I think to me it's also that it's the game highlighted how separate everybody is. Like, the Faithfuls are not united at all. I mean, like, no sense of being a team, right? Because I'm like, okay, yes, we know that there are more heads than bodies. Like, do we have a strategy for, like, how are we going to protect some of our folks that we think are at risk? And everybody's just like, I'm at risk. I need to get my head. And it's like, okay, first of all, some of y'all aren't even, don't even literally have the physical strength to hold up one of these pieces by yourself.
Okay, but Bob Harper tried.
He wasn't the only one who was struggling. Brittany was struggling. The housewives were struggling. So I'm like, actually, we needed some camaraderie just to figure out how are we going to get these pieces up the hill. Period. But everybody's just like,
like, was a benefit to the men. They could get it up there. They could get their heads up there on their own. So,
and they were just being selfish.
Yeah. And they gotta go. They got to go.
They
okay.
Have to go.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, basically, Derek helps Bob Harper, who is struggling, and he says it's valuable to, like, make connections, which is very true. Bob Harper, he was very emotional because was it a health thing that he went through?
Yeah, a heart attack.
Yeah. And you're not the same as you used to. It's going to happen to all of us. It was a very human moment. So that was emotional. At the end, Sierra also said something. And Bob tells Sierra that everyone thinks she's a traitor, so she wouldn't need a shield. And she was like, that's news to me. And he called her a bitch on top of that. He's like, bitch.
He's like, bitch, everybody thinks you're a traitor. Like, Bob.
But this is why we need a drag queen. Because who else is going to be like, bitch?
Now you know.
Wake up.
Oh, my gosh. Stop.
Open your pretty brown eyes. I turn it on you. Bob says, okay, at the end, this thing has been completed. This is when Bob went a step too far. Step too far when Alan's talking. Because all of a sudden he wants to sit there with the whole cast present, say, you know, I think one of those new guys could be a traitor. And that's all Rob needed to hear. Rob said, oh, we're doing this in episode 4, then we are doing this in episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Bob,
you're
so smart and you're so good. The one thing you don't know is to be selective with that voice, because why would you say that in front of him?
Yeah.
It was so unnecessary. Like, that comment was so unnecessary. Because I'm like, okay, you don't want Rob going against you. Also, Wes and Derek are also cutthroat. I'm just like, you don't want them galvanizing all of the men against you so early in the game. You know, like, yes, you know you're going to have to go after Rob at some point. But, like, today, after you got yourself a shield and you've been pretending like you're trying to help everybody, you were golden.
If Bob had all the people you guys said he had who were following him and listening to everything he said, maybe he just felt a little bit more comfortable. Like, I don't really have to worry about anything. I can say what I want to say. You know what I mean? So it happened.
I mean, I don't even think it's because he had all the women. I think that's just Bob. I think Bob, Bob straight up said before the season even aired, like a while ago, that he didn't know anybody in this cast. He does not have reverence for any of these people. When Twitter tried to drag him for taking out his housewives, he's like, I do not know them. And they were like, I don't believe you. He's like, I watch the Black Housewives.
I watch Atlanta. I mean, I watch more. Oh, I guess Potomac. So he might have knew Robin.
That's why he was chummy with Robin. But also, Robin's not threatening.
Right.
She's not going to challenge Bob. She's going to let him do whatever. So these two, now the game is on. When they're walking away, we see or we hear from far away. Rob's like, okay, so to Wes. He's like, so he's coming for us.
Right.
And that's all they needed to hear. That's
literally
all they needed to hear.
All they needed was they're coming. But Wes still had his theory about
Yes, Nikki.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many theories going on. So, but Rob made sure, he's like, I have a vendetta, so we're going to do this now or it's going to be me, which is true. I liked it. I kind of liked it.
Yeah. I think that set up, though, Rob kind of, I don't know, it kind of set Rob up for failure ultimately at the end, because I don't know if that was the best time to go after Bob just watching it. That seems to be a bad decision right now.
Yeah, it does. It does. So this is going to be very juicy. Rob tells Danielle and Carolyn before they're huddled up, because Rob's actually, he already went to so many people. He said, Bob the Drag Queen, Bob the Drag Queen, Bob the Drag Queen. And then he goes to finally his fellow choice. It's going to be Bob tonight. And Danielle's like, what? Like,
literally what?
She said, not tonight. And Rob said, tonight. And she's like, what are you doing? Like, that was supposed to be my man, my man, my man to the end. Ooh, I feel so bad for Danielle.
Danielle's coming back, though. She's going to be coming back with a vengeance, though. She's not about to let that just slide, because that seems like that was her ride or die right there. So when that happens, you go out for blood after that. So like I said, Rob just put a lot of targets on himself, man.
Rob, you just got here. That's the energy. It's like, I don't know you. You just got here. Bring me my Bob back. So now we're going to the round table. We have so many dynamics. Oh, I don't have a round table picture. That's okay. Now, here, Wes starts. And he says that he thinks he's straight up. Nikki's right here. Right here. He said, I'm going to go after you. And then just starts scuffling.
Okay, thank you for the warning, sir. What?
Sir, okay. He has very bad about it. Energy.
Yeah. Oh, Wes.
Oh, Wes. Derek from Big Brother, he's starting to get more involved. He says, when they were all in the coffins, Nikki pleaded for her life, Jeremy offered a deal, and Sierra was cursing. He says, suspects curse to show emotion. That's what she did, so he suspects her.
Yeah, that was silly to me. Everything I've seen her do so far on that episode, she cussed every other sentence, so I don't think like that was something to say. Yeah, you're definitely lying because you're cussing. I don't understand the logic behind that one, but yeah, I don't think that's the best strategy to go off of.
I will admit I get somewhat of the thinking, but yeah, I think that's just Sierra. That's what everyone else said. They were like, that didn't make no sense. But see, I kind of wish Sierra was a traitor, yo, because how she responded, her voice was shaking. She's like, I'm a nurse. I'm used to telling people if they are going to make it or not. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. How did we get here?
I know. At first I was like, girl, this is a little bit too much.
Yeah. What is going on? What trauma are we about to bring up? She said, I can't believe a cop would accuse me
of lying.
Of lying. Yeah. Like, oh, I wish she was, because if she did that, Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame. Yeah. So then Rob interrupts, of course. Because he has to get control. He's like, actually, whatever's going on over there with Sierra and them is a lot. So let me bring the focus back, okay? Sure. Yeah. And he said, Bob, he says something I hate, TK. I hate when these people who be on these games 4 times or so. Mm-hmm. I don't think Sari ever does this. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. But he says, I've been playing these games a long time. Listen to me. I've been playing these games a long time. Like, yeah. Shut up. I will vote. I will banish you tonight.
Truly.
Now, I will say, from a strategic standpoint, I think the reason he threw that out there was because he was so sure, right, that Bob was a traitor. And he had to get people to understand why he's so sure. And the best way to do that is to say, I have experience. I know when a person's lying. I've played games like this. I've been in this pressure. I know exactly what's going on. And who would argue with him? I mean, like, he's literally a legend in this space. So, but I think that just added a little bit more credibility to why I'm so sure, as opposed to it being, because the thought process after that is going to be, well, maybe you're a traitor too if you know for certain that this person.
And we still got there. Yeah, I definitely think that's what he was going for, but just for me, for my, it's a no-go. I don't want to hear it, because if you say that now, you're going to say it again, and that's going to irk me, because guess what? We're still all guessing who Alan tapped on that shoulder. Dylan was like, yeah, he said, personally, I would be quiet as a traitor, but Bob, you're an actor, so you're boisterous. He says, I know actors, because I lived with one, and Bob said, not a good one.
Oh, I said the shade, Lord.
That was crazy.
And so Loris was like, you would think she is the most diehard High School Musical fan. She said, no. She is a Hairspray fan. She said,
truly, I was like, what has Zac Efron been in that Dolores loves that much? Because she said, not too much on my man. Like, you're being rude.
Imagine being Zac watching the episode to support your brother. You just catch a stray. You're just like,
what? Now, how I'm in it?
What did I even do? That was crazy.
It's so crazy, but I'm like, this is why we need drag queens. We need people who do not care. Rob and Bob, they have a back and forth, and Rob says, if it's not Bob, then you can go after me next. And this is when I was like, Rob, you can shut up. You're doing a lot, because now you're betting your whole life, and that's when it's like, he is too sure.
He's too confident, yeah.
Why would you say that?
Right.
Ooh, but that's how shook Bob's head. Rob, Mr. Rob Father, Mr. Four-Time Survivor.
He's like, the drag queen's gotta go.
Absolutely out. Oh my god. So we're putting it to a vote. Bob's like, I swear to God. And when he first heard his name, he said,
the gasp.
Oh my God. It was like the drama. I know, Quita, I know you were very upset about your housewives going, and I know they would have brought something, but would they have brought what Bob has done?
Absolutely not. I mean, maybe Ion, but absolutely not.
Oh, my God. So then he has to stand up there because everyone mostly voted for him. Nikki got some votes. I don't know if there's other stray ones that we had.
Nikki, Sierra, Bob, and then he voted Rob.
Yeah. So our man, he's up there. He is banished. And he has some good last words.
I'll tell you a joke, but I'll never tell you a lie. Yeah.
Exactly. Black as hell. Black as hell.
I'm definitely thinking that, by the way.
He's from Columbus, Georgia. And yeah. I just love it. I'm like, wow, you sound like home.
Yes. Yes, he does. Now he's sitting there and he said, I swear to God, guys. I swear to God. I told you. And he said, but I don't believe in God. I'm a traitor.
I cannot. When Bob said that, I was like, someone's going to be so offended by that. When he
said, I'm a traitor. But, like, that's what you want. That's what you want from a villain. That's what you want from a drag queen, okay? Right. Bob was playing in. Oh, and, like, no one else would have given us that.
No.
Right.
No. That was an explosive end of an episode. And I need to see Bob on something. He needs a role on something. I don't know if he's already done it, but we need to see my guy on something because he is an entertaining person to watch. And I don't even know now. Of course, look, worst first episode ever for me. All my people are out. The one person who's making the show, you know, interesting is out the first episode I watch. I don't know. I don't know if it's me or what's going on, but Bob has a fan in me now. I guarantee that.
These moments when he would just make these castaway statements about some of these more cutthroat players, I'm like, ease up a little bit. Like, Rob ain't one to play with. Like, no, you cross him once, he's gonna get rid of you because you're a threat.
Yeah. And I still don't think Bob cares. Like, no. That's my big thing. It's no. Not his bag to do competitive, but it's still like, yeah, if you wanted to go along, you have to talk about, gossip a little bit more about these people, which I think I just realized watching this last episode. I was like, this show is just gossiping. Like,
well, which is why the housewives are there.
Yeah, we just go room to room of them gossiping. The mission's the slowest part.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. And I'm like, that's also something that I think is beautiful about the more strategists. It's like, they forget that this game is like a game of gossip and clicks. Like, you know, and I'm like, you can think the little housewives and the reality TV show girlies ain't it. But I'm like, things they do best. Form cliques and gossip.
Yeah.
And they will stand strong. They will be loyal. You know, like, they're shutting down, like, nope, I don't think it's Robin, or nope, I don't think it's, you know, quick with the quickness. When they're loyal to someone, they will be loyal. Whereas the strategists aren't actually very loyal unless it benefits them.
Nah. None of these men in cages are loyal. No. Unless you're a puppy dog. And guess what? Rob gained his puppy dog with Dylan this episode. Afterwards, Dylan was on a high. He is such, yeah. I would say you should watch Survivor and Big Brother before going on the Traitors, but now watching Dylan, I'm like, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you shouldn't, because he respects Rob too much. And it's like, that's still your competitor, Dylan.
And he's he's telling him everything. Like, this is what I'm taking. This is who's next. This is who's this. Again, you're not leaving any room for interpretation. Rob knows exactly what you're thinking. He knows you're a fan now. You just told him, I can't believe I'm working with you. Like, Dylan's on some, I don't know what he's on.
Dylan's
maybe
go far.
Yeah. Yeah, he may.
If Rob goes far, Dylan will go far. That's what Rob would keep. And the names that Dylan floats, Gabby and Rob Harper. Don't you go for our lesbian and gay.
I know. Dylan. And that's the thing, is like, his bias, you know, I feel like it's easier for him to look at like the other women and the gays and be like, it's them. And it's like, okay, there are way too many strategists left. There at least one or two of them have to be traitors. Like,
yeah.
Wild work. At least remember what Bob said. He didn't get banished for no reason.
Right. He's like, the fellow traitors are afraid of me. Who was going the hardest on him? like Dylan, just last week, Rob didn't care what you were saying about Bob.
Nope.
So what does that tell you? Like, why is he all of a sudden interested?
Ooh, he was riding high. Now, Wes is his messy self, and he's in another room. He asked, and this is so funny, because the way Tom is not smart, Wes is doing the thing that Bob still needs to learn. When you're manipulating people, you don't tell them what it is. You ask questions and get them there. But Bob would be like, this is what's happening. And it's like, that people don't respond to that. So what does Wes do? How is someone 100% sure you're a traitor? Mountbatten is like, 100%. You can't be. And I'm like, Mountbatten. And then Tom said,
right over.
Tom's like, what? And then finally, someone's like, you're a traitor yourself. And he's like, right. Very interesting that Rob was so gung-ho about Bob being a traitor.
Yep. That conversation right there set the stage for every episode moving forward, because now you know there's a contingency of people who we're looking at Rob now, and if he keeps moving the way he's moving, we're going to keep investigating more. I mean, I don't think it's going to be hard to find out. Rob, again, he's such a strong personality. I don't think you want a person like him running your game anyway, right? So you already have that going at you, but now you actually are making logical reasons why you may actually be a traitor. It's not good for him. So, but he has enough money in his bank account. He's won enough, so maybe he's just playing the game aggressive, like, I don't care.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he's been that aggressive, because, like, Bob was a great shield for him, actually. Bob was loud, messy, and he was kind of hanging back, and then only reason why he took him out is because Bob started looking his way. He's like, oh
yeah,
okay.
Don't broadcast it in front of everybody that, hey, I know for a fact it's him. Like, get these people to believe in you behind closed doors and have them fight for you at the round table. That's the way Rob should have did it. Have everybody else really believe, like, this is the case. This is what we're doing. It's definitely Bob. But have them fight for it at the table, not you. Because now when it's you, it just looks different coming from you.
Because it could be easy to get the Bambies to, like, be like, yeah, that makes sense. And Loki wants some revenge for Bob, you know, if they want revenge. Because I also just really loved when Gabby was like, when folks are saying it's Nikki, and Gabby's like, I don't think it's Nikki, but even if it was, I'm not ready for her to go.
Yeah.
I'm like, period. We support women's rights and women's wrongs. That's my girl.
Is there a double standard? Yes. And guess what? The men have double standards all the time. So, lesbian is like, I don't care.
Right. So I'm like, y'all just need to put a bug in the Bambi's ear. Be strategic about which housewife you want to go to. I would say start with Robin. I don't know if you want to go to Dolores with this like idea.
Well, Dolores looks like she could also be another Rob puppet. Like,
right, that's why I'm like, don't, yeah.
After Rob and Dylan were like, we did that, man. I feel like Dolores was right there on their heels.
She was so smart.
She said, by the way, your brother is a great actor. It's like, chill.
I'm like, okay, High School Musical did slap, but calm down.
It did. There'll be no High School Musical slander.
Absolutely not, but also don't do too much.
Now, the episode ends with our traitors back in the tour. Danielle's like, I am not happy. I'm about to let Rob have it. And then the teaser for next episode shows Danielle and Carolyn talking in a little corner. And they were like, Rob's not a team player. So what are we going to do? And it looks like Carolyn's also equally uncomfortable. So might have to get 2-1 on Rob.
I don't see Carolyn doing it. I don't know. Everything in me is just telling me she's not. She can think about it all day. She can talk about it all day. She can consider it all day. I think pulling the trigger on it, though, I don't know. I just don't see Carolyn really, really doing that with Rob. But I could be wrong, but you know what I mean? I just don't see her really putting herself out there and getting him out there.
It's very possible. Carolyn was very emotional after Jeremy.
Yes.
So I know that would be a hard trigger to pull, and she doesn't really know Danielle from what I know. Maybe she is a Big Brother fan. I don't know. Yeah. But it's also like, but do you want to win this? And do you really think Rob's going to be loyal to you and want to split anything with you?
Right.
When all the men... The thing is, Rob has the men on his side, I think, to some degree, and Carolyn's having a hard time from the previous episodes because, like, even Bob's working with her, and he was still gossiping about her right behind her back being like, Carolyn's a weirdo.
Right.
So she knows she's an outcast. It's going to be really rough.
Right.
Yeah.
Because how she described Jeremy, she's like, Jeremy was all alone, right? Mm-hmm. And so, but that was also one of her buddies, right? And so I think she's also realizing how alone she is in this game, because it's clear that Danielle and Bob were like ride or die to the end. And it's like, Rob is not going to be her ride or die to the end. I don't think she would like put it in motion, but I think if someone were to like light the flame, she would write his name down the same way that she did with Bob the drag queen if she, you know, felt like they had the numbers to do it.
Here's the upside. If they do take out Rob, first of all, who knows if they actually have to recruit a new traitor now. I don't know how many traitors they want to keep in the game at all times. But if they get rid of Rob, they'll definitely be recruiting a new traitor. And that's when Carolyn could try to curry favor with somebody.
Right.
50-50 shot. Danielle, me... You could probably, I wouldn't be running your game like Danielle. Right. Danielle's a runner-up. Well, Carolyn was a finalist, but she was like a zero. She could say I was a zero vote finalist. Who do you want?
The shade.
I mean, Danielle got zero votes. She got zero votes and like, we hate her because she was so good.
Yeah.
You got to kind of know who you are to sell yourself to other people.
Right? So at the end of the day, like, keep him there. He's the perfect shield. Let everybody's eyes be on Rob. He's always going to want to control stuff. Let him do it because he's not worried about you. He looks at you as his right-hand man. He thinks you're going to do what he's telling you to do. So keep doing that, but keep planting the seeds like, hey, we got to keep an eye out for this guy. So when it's time to get him out later in the game, you got that built up equity already to do it. So
Carolyn is in the best position. Yeah. We have two traitors pointing their guns at each other. One got taken out.
Right.
I mean, Carolyn can't really, I don't think she knows how to blend in, but she's not at the forefront. So that's good for her.
Right. And she can just glean information from both of them and the rest of the house. Yeah. And
play both
it's
sides.
Interesting. I mean, I would go after Rob now, strike while the iron's hot. Because he spoke out a lot, you know, like he spoke out a lot. So
I would bring that. Danielle needs to get to Wes. And I think Wes would trust Danielle to carry out this move.
Yeah.
Also,
now, I want Tom Sandoval to be murdered or banished.
You're not murdering Tom Sandoval. You're not. Everyone sees what's going on with him, down to Sam being like, I think he just needs water. Like, you're carrying Tom Sandoval to the end, and then as a traitor, you're either just taking all the prize pot for yourself, or as a faithful, we're going to be like, oh, we're going to banish you, Tom, because you're such a traitor. No, I'm not giving you any money, Tom. We know you're not a traitor. Go away, Tom.
Go away. That's literally,
No.
Not a full-time podcast at all.
At all.
Look, I could brush you up on the lore, but that will be another hour. At Black by Reality, we have two questions that we end our recaps with. The first, what is the beautiful Black moment of the episode? We all give one. My beautiful Black moment of this episode is Danielle going back into the room with Dylan, then using that as a cover. Just brilliant.
That's a good one.
Do you have one, TK?
I do not have one. I was not prepared for this one.
I'm sorry. This is one thing I forgot to tell you. About Jeremy?
He fit in the box. You know what I mean?
You still saw him.
I was happy to see. I don't know if this was a beautiful Black moment because obviously it was a negative, but seeing Bob being Bob at the end and just showing that energy and giving that, you know what I mean? We always got too much swagger with us, man. Black people, we always gonna have some swag to us. So seeing my guy go out with grace like that, if I would call it grace, somebody else might call it chaos. I would call it grace. And it looks like he rehearsed that too. That's how I knew Bob probably wasn't coming in here to win, because he rehearsed that exit. Like, that wasn't, there's no way he did that off the top.
If you are going on the traitors and you don't have your last words when you get banished prepared, then you shouldn't bother going. Because the worst thing I think, I can't tell you what Wells said. Wells was not prepared. Very obvious. And it's like, now at least give us some cinema.
That's my beautiful.
I forgot about Wells.
Thank you.
The greatest exit interview of all time, right there.
Yeah. Someone fell out. I don't know where that camera was, if it was on the ground, but someone fell out on the ground.
Oh, they did. Oh my gosh. Oh, I have mine now.
Okay.
It was Bob gasping when Rob said his name. Putting his head down, I was like, the acting? Okay. Someone hire Bob right now. What?
Yes. Get him on a soap.
Right?
Get him on a soap. No. You do it for the survivor.
Okay. A24, knock on Bob's door right now, please.
You know what? Low key, she should be in a Zac Efron movie next.
Honestly, it's only right.
I will say, I think Dylan loves Bob. I have never seen Dylan Efron on my For You page on TikTok until Traitors, and almost every single, the one I saw today, him and Bob just hanging out. He's like, oh, today we had fun, and he had his last outfit. Bob had his last outfit on. I don't know if they did the round table or not, but I was like, Bob, get misguided into drag
right now.
What is our chaotic bi moment of the episode? TK, at the Black Bi Reality Podcast, we do chaotic bi moment, and this bi moment could be bisexual. We do have Chriselle Staus, and Bob is pansexual, so very close. So it could just be one of their moments. But I have been also playing fast and loose of bi, since they're into the both. It's also like if you're playing the middleman in some situation.
Gotcha.
So okay. Chaotic bi moment. I picked Bob saying Zac Efron isn't a good actor. Because that was not relevant to the case.
It was so not relevant. Zac Efron catching strays. Like, wow.
that was amazing. Now, can I say ditto on that? Is that possible?
Absolutely.
It was an amazing moment.
Absolutely. How are you, Quina?
Bob saying, I swear to God, I'm a faithful. Mouth on the floor. I was jaw dropped. I was like,
I loved it because I know
the
Bob.
Drag queen. What?
I know Bob well enough that I was like, he ain't religious.
Can't be.
You know what that was given, TK?
What's that?
That was given, oh my God, my grandma just died.
Yeah.
Let me go on the survivor trip. That's what someone did, Quita. Like, flat out had his friend come onto the show, and they had it planned out. The first thing this man says is, "How's my grandma?" And the friend said, "Sorry." And he said, "No." And this man was not well liked to be chosen to go on any reward, but of course, if you're going to hear your castmate lost his grandmother, what you going to do?
Of course he's going on that trip. Wow. Diabolical.
I will say, Bob, I think it's harmless. I mean, probably the religious people are like, how do you swear on my God? But it's not your God to Bob, so.
Right.
No.
It's like, they're not Bob's audience anyway. Like, those super conservative religious people are not here for, like, a black queer person in drag
And sometimes when the black and gays play into the villain, it's like, you don't like me anyways. Here we go
all the way.
We have based our personality on Disney villains.
Ursula.
It's common practice to swear on something. I've had people swear on their kids and lie to me straight to my face on Survivor. So it's very common practice for people to lie. That's a part of the game. It's in your contract. You say what you want to say. So I think it's fair. I mean, it seems like nothing is against, you know, there's no red tape. There's no line.
Yeah. Our immunity winner over and over.
Look, man, I don't want to, you know what I mean? But there's some people who said some things and,
TK, there's a limited amount of parents that was on that tribe with you, so people are going to do math. Kyle's my guy.
That's my brother right there for life right there. That's my guy.
I'm not mad at it. Look, if you really believe, just because you say you swear on something, then something's gonna happen.
I say Sue has some kids too, so just want to throw that out there.
Was gonna say Sue. I did think about it first. It was Kyle because he made it so much his story, but then I was like, then there's Sue.
Yeah, and that was Kyle's whole story. So like, I don't even know at any point, like, if you could even lie about it. His whole life story was that. And he's the same way I was having.
Meanwhile, Sue would roll her eyes.
Sue had a lot of hate on her heart for a good amount of people in our tribe. I'll just put it like that.
Yeah. It was the oddest feud. It was like,
59-year-old
woman versus a 20-year-old woman. And what was great is that they kept going head-to-head in that immunity challenge. I loved it.
She's strong. She's definitely strong, man. I'll give
her
that.
TK, we so much very enjoyed you. Thank you for trying the traitors for us.
Hey, you know, I'll try to watch next episode. I already bought Peacock now. I have it. So, you know, why not? You know what I mean? We'll see how it goes.
Great. Let us know your thoughts. Where can people follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram at TK_TheHefe, TK_TheHefe. It's a funny name. I know my friends gave it to me a long time ago, but you can follow me there. I'm not really on anything else. I keep it simple.
Nice. Quito, where can people follow you?
You can also follow me on Instagram at @hello_Quito.
Nice. And I am your host, guys, Nicole Weaver. Please follow Black Bi Reality across all social. We are going to continue talking about the traitors and having great guests like TK and more. And other than that, Quita, we got And Just Like That teaser with Entertainment Weekly, and I reunited with the Rami Day to talk about it. So you guys, if you are... I won't say fan, because I feel like anyone who's watching And Just Like That would not describe themselves as that. If you are a historian of Sex and the City that happens to watch And Just Like That, I do recommend you watching it. It's pretty fun. And until next time, I hope you stay visible today and feel visible today. Bye.
Awesome.